Yo, we're back. Foulhooked Whitey, my co-host Brandon Booty. Booty, how are you?
I'm great. Doing good.
You look good.
Thanks. You look good, too.
Freshly shaved head, you said earlier today.
Freshly shaved, yeah.
Beautiful.
Shaved
this morning. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Anyway. I mean, speaking of gorgeous, how about that spring weather in Montana today?
Yeah. It's been nice out this morning.
It's been nice. I mean, because, you know, it's April 3rd. Basically, my season has started.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep. Even with all the drama and the fucking turbulence of my life and my business right now, you know, bottom line is, I'm about to sell some Copper Johns, motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All the rivers in the area are pretty much got to be fishing.
Well, you've got the rainbow spawn.
Yeah.
And you know, that sounds, I'm not talking that up like, you know, go fish the spawn. You know, where I'm talking about in fisheries, I wouldn't know where the fuck they spawn in a freestone, would you?
I mean, you can see the beds. You know,
you can. You're right. But usually, you
can't because it's off color, right?
Well, they're also not. You know, they're not as discernible as they are on a fucking tailwater. Oh, no, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. And you're right. You know, you'll come across certain settings, whether it's the brown trout in the fall in Montana, where, you know, if you're waiting, you can see, you know, some spawning up fish. Which, you know, you're not fucking sitting there, you know, putting a fucking, you know, sissy ass peg bead or something on and fishing brown. I mean, you know, have I thrown a bugger to them? Fuck yes, of course I have.
Yeah, what?
Of course I have. I mean, of course I have. And these are isolated, seeing, you know, I'm not posting up on no big massive bed 50 yards wide by 50 yards long, you know, nothing like that. But it's still one of those things where the spring spawn, to me, I wouldn't have a fucking idea where a rainbow would be in a river like, you know, any freestone in our area.
Yeah, they're a lot harder to see for sure.
So, you know, but it's happening.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and God damn, how about the quality of fucking bows on the bighorn?
Oh my gosh.
Jesus.
And browns. There's some big fish
being caught right now. Oh my gosh. I mean, you know, I'm not, hey, you know, fly fishing the Bighorn River in Montana is no fucking secret.
No.
And, you know, where I'm moving my practice to professionally here, which is Thermopolis, you know, those folks down there who are smart and savvy and have seen a ton of fucking growth on that fishery, same watershed, right?
Yeah.
Bighorn River, right? And you know, and every one of them is complaining about how many boats and how busy it is. And I say this to them coming into their marketplace respectfully, you don't fucking know busy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like even
Jesus,
like,
I mean, the Montana Bighorn, you want to talk about busy.
But then,
I mean, fuck.
I go drive up to West Yellowstone during its peak, and now that is even busier.
It's crazy.
The Bighorn. I'm like, holy cow.
Yeah, sure. Oh, really?
Yeah, those boat ramps up there. Like, I'm headed to Chico later today. But when I go up there, you know, at its peak,
yeah.
Fuck. I look at those boat ramps. It's just people blocked in. It just looks hectic to me.
Well, could be.
You know.
Well, all boat ramps during the guiding season are fucking hectic.
Yeah, that's true.
The boat ramp is the most stressful point of the process.
Yeah, yeah.
With fucking you guys rolling in. And let's face it, a lot of the guides are very good, meaning that they know how to get in quick, they know how to prep their clients, they know how to have their gear set, because they know that these motherfuckers are in like a toll booth line.
Yeah, they're pretty efficient at it.
They're fucking whoop, whoop, back down. I mean, they're just really doing their shit fast. It's, you know, almost like a fucking pit crew in NASCAR.
Oh, that's a good analogy.
Oh, that's kind of what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
And on the horn, what is that? Is that an 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. don't go to the fucking boat ramp time? What's the worst hour with?
Yeah, it probably starts right, you know, a little after 8, 8:15.
All right, there we go.
You know, 9:15.
Yep, right in there, yeah. But by 10, two-thirds of them are in.
Yeah, yes. I mean, I feel like if you go after 9:30...
It's not like that. And you don't want to get in the fucking way of an anxious guide getting in ahead of a bunch of other boats. These motherfuckers are all business, aren't they?
Yeah. Depends on the guide. You know?
So listen, what we're going to talk about today, but before we do any of that, an update on our terrible listenership numbers. Still have not heard back from the Nielsen Corporation regarding our suspension and my appeal to that suspension as far as finding out how little folks listen to this broadcast.
All right. Well, shoot. I mean, I'm eager to hear.
Thank you. What they say. I'll know more next week. Okay. All right. So today I'm going to talk about something that's personal to me. It's personal to some guys out there, some angling men and some angling women as well.
Okay.
Right. And that subject is, should you fucking fly fish with your spouse? I did something a while ago, and another one that was similar. So I'm not trying to rehash anything here, but you know where I'm at in my life, which is I'm a fucking single man, right?
Yeah.
I look back on my recent experiences in relationships. And you know, not dissing on any dames here, not at all. This is me, like it usually is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Raw and unfiltered, no, I'm just playing.
That's correct. That's correct. But I just don't think I'm a good angling spouse.
I think it's hard to be.
I'm not, and I don't even mean fucking married to some chick I'm fishing with. I just mean fishing with them. Period.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they don't want to listen either.
Well, they don't
want to take advice from
mine.
You.
Mine did. Mine did. I really can't. I mean, there might be some gals that are like that, but obviously, there's a tough dynamic when it comes to a spouse, especially a male, teaching a gal how to fly fish. Okay, I mean, they're just it can be too much, and I'm sensitive to that as fuck. Okay, but I've been. You know, I've been selfish when it comes to time up on the front of the skiff. Well, right? You know,
yeah.
Yes, somebody very important to me, very important still is, said to me, you're a skiff hog, which basically means a skiff pig.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which means not a good experience for them. Okay? And... you know, when it comes to sharing time when only one person is fishing, you know, that gets weird.
Well, it matters a lot more than the front and back of the boat.
You know what I mean? It does. It matters a lot more. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that gets fucking weird.
Yeah.
So, if you can wade fish, totally a different story for the most part, right?
Unless you're in front of them all day.
Well, you can't do that.
I know, exactly.
Can't do that.
Exactly. That's horrible. Yeah.
That's horrible. Not giving somebody a run is really, that's you should at least skip holes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you play
Frogger.
Well, because I like to fish small streams, and even with your sugar there, it's like, it's as well as I do. You're not sitting in one of those buckets with two people throwing a fly in there.
No way. Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. And it's also one more person for them to get spooked on, talking the trout.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of subtleties with even wade fishing a small stream. Now, if you're a heart of gold guy, and I'm not, but if you're a heart of gold guy, the whole fishery is their oyster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
I'll be behind you all day.
Whatever. What do you need?
Yeah.
When do you want to fish? You know, that kind of thing. Right? And that's where I failed. So if I got into a situation where I was, hot on this woman and I wanted to share my personal time, which is fishing with a fly, then, I got to get better.
Yeah, but you already went up by wanting to share that time.
Well, thank you.
Right. That's a
well,
plus.
I've kind of noticed that, like, and a lot, everybody kind of does this to a degree. It's focusing on the negative, right?
Yeah.
Instead of focusing on the positive, like what you just said.
Yeah.
Right? So, I wonder if the fact that I'm in the industry, and I've mentioned it before, that you have to stay somewhat separate between the fly fishing industry part and your individual fishing experience part.
Yeah.
Right? If I'm going to have a fly fishing orgasm, it's going to be either by myself or with my lady. You know, I'm not like, you know, you like to hang with a couple of bros, that kind of thing, and fish a little bit, right? That kind of camaraderie.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't interest me at all.
Yeah, I don't blame you, shoot.
Doesn't, you know, and so with fishing with your significant other, I've had moments, as I've talked about, you know, a lot of the floating and the time with the river goddess when it came to, you know, being rowed for. You know, you saw that piece, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. And, you know, fuck, I mean, you know, those were some of the greatest days of my life. But it seems like what needs to be that gratifying sport thing, okay, the personal side of the relationship, the non-angling side of the relationship, can creep in.
Oh, 100%. You know?
Creep in.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. That's why.
Fuck.
That's,
I mean, why I'm not whining, baby.
That's why it's harder for them to take advice from you.
I think. You know, listen, my experience is not that.
That's my experience. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay. I mean, and that would surprise me with you because, you know, you're not over the top at all.
No, not at all. No.
So, yeah,
no.
you would be able to deliver the info well.
I think so. I think I deliver it great. Yeah.
Haven't you been in a drift boat with a man and wife or a guy and a gal?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And this motherfucking guy who probably isn't even that good.
Don't know what he's doing trying to coach the wife.
Trying to coach the fucking gal while you're trying to sit there and say, look, I'm trying to tell you how to mend properly based on our drift right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So you shut the fuck up there, dude.
Yeah, like I'm
shut
the guy.
Shut the fuck up.
You know, I'm okay, the guy. Yeah. And she don't want to hear it from
she
you.
She don't
want
to hear it from you anyway. Right?
Yeah, even if what he's saying is correct.
You know, I mean, so it's interesting, fishing with your significant other, your wife, your gal, your date, whatever. It gets probably tougher as it goes because how much room is there for two avid anglers?
Yeah, I would think it's a bell curve. It gets harder as it goes, and then at some point it starts getting easier.
Oh, good.
Yeah, as they become self, you know,
smart,
sufficient at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they get self-sufficient at it fucking fast.
Yeah, girls, they learn at it pretty quick.
Jesus. Well, I've said it before, they're better than we are.
They are. They're naturally better, I think.
From the fucking onset, they're better than we are. Right? And that's not really what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being able to get them to where they're proficient, to where you're not being too much as the instructor.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, there's relationships out there where the gal is the instructor to the newer male angler.
Yeah,
yep. That shit must happen, right? Right?
Oh, yeah.
But in my experiences, it can just be one of those types of things where fishing with somebody, for me at this stage, It's almost like I'm fishing with a bomb.
Just waiting, huh? I got a time bomb over there. Just
well, maybe. Right? No?
Yeah,
I
could see that.
Maybe this, you know, it would be interesting. We have no idea how few people are listening to this. I'm thinking it's probably like -2. Right? Right?
Yep.
You know, God knows my two exes don't want to, they're not going to be fucking listening to this anymore. So we lost those two, right? But it would be interesting to know if there are any couples or anybody listening to this, male, female, that would be able to give that type of feedback on, is this just me?
No, I think I
got to ask that because is this just me? I mean, I there's been a little bit of crazy shit in it, but for the most part, it's just that normal personal relationship getting into the day fishing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. So instead of the ease and the relaxation and the enjoyment and the fulfillment and the orgasm of just having a nice fishing day.
Now you're stressed out.
Stressed out. What the fuck? Thinking about something other than what color streamer I'm going to fish.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Just, wow.
And there's wow. Days you got to be locked in. When those fish are fast, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
when
what do you feel, mean?
Especially when you're throwing streamers,
yeah.
It feels like they're on and off it so fast.
You're talking with who you're trying to teach?
I'm just talking personally.
Sure.
Personally, there's days you got to be so locked in and literally like fishing every strip, every movement, because those fish some days are so fast.
You're so smart.
You know what I mean? And if you're locked in, you're looking around, you're locked in, you're not fishing every cast, you're going to miss them.
You're so right. And that's kind of what I'm saying about, like, you know, is it, how great of a thing is it that you're sharing that day with somebody?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I've had in my experiences with my significant others in both fresh and saltwater environment, I mean, mostly positive, right? I mean, you know, you can, gratitude and appreciation for showing somebody this sport, especially somebody you're sweet on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a better orgasm than, in my opinion, you know, just teaching a client or teaching a guy.
Oh, yeah, gotta be. Yeah.
Shit.
Definitely.
That's a great orgasm.
Oh, yeah, yep.
So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's you got to weigh that shit.
Yeah.
And I'm in the weighing process.
Yeah, pros and cons.
For the pros to me have been the chance to kind of spend that time with a significant other and show them that, you know, this is my time, yo, bitch. Right?
Yeah.
But you're in here because, you know,
well, what,
I dig you.
What better way to have an orgasm than with your significant other?
No fucking doubt. No doubt. I think we'll end it on that, okay? All right, you got anything to add to this?
No.
All right, well, we'll be back. It's the Foul Hooked Whitey, signing out for Brandon Booty. Fishing with your spouse or significant other. Good, bad, or ugly. Thanks a lot. We'll be back. Out.